You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. Here we are in the studio. And so this is Jessica.
And this is Daryl.
And we have our visitor.
Caitlin Blythe. Hello.
Hello. Great to have you here. And we've got a bit of excitement we've been involved with today. And so we'll be talking about that. After a CSA, etc. So we're going to be talking about, of course, our campaign, which is current, about the worst job service provider, which according to our stats is APM. And that involves, unfortunately, a lot of suspensions of payment. And so, yes, we did a little bit of we basically made that point to them today. So also we're going to be talking about the show that's coming up tomorrow, which is Embodied Solidarity, special for Disability Day, special show, and also what's coming up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one, not to be missed.
That's right. And also we're going to be talking about a few things that are coming up for the holiday season, which I'm not going to say anything about any sort of religious stuff. I'm just going to say holiday season. So breaking the routine there.
But saying Christmas is okay, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. I just like not saying it sometimes.
I just feel like, I know Christmas started out with a religious background, but these days, I don't associate religion with Christmas anymore. It's more for the kids, really.
Yeah, and it's more for, spending money. Last time I was on the show, I was talking a lot about the stats, which have been collected by the union, about the number of suspensions of payments, which are really being imposed on people across the board by a whole lot of big and small job service providers.
Astronomical numbers.
Yep. Yeah. So in the case particularly of APM, we found that they were suspending the most people. In a three-month period, they suspended 32,220 claimants. Mm-hmm. So that's over 2,600 per week. And, yes, the point I made in our media release is just it's stressful enough to try and make ends meet without having your lifeline cut. And as we've talked about before, the whole thing about if your rent was due and then suddenly you didn't have payments, so therefore you're having to panic around and either borrow money or else and meanwhile be on the phone constantly to try and get your payments reinstated. So it's just not on. And so
it's so sudden too. They don't give you any time to plan for something like that either.
That's right. So today we presented APM with the Golden Demerit Award for 2024's Worst Job Agency. So we presented it. Unfortunately, the manager was out and about having lunch, they said.
He's out or hiding in his
office. Yes. But we made the point to the workers there, who were perfectly fine, that, we had nothing against them personally, but their company was actually doing this to people on a regular basis. And as it says in our media release, come and join us as we celebrate this company's excellence in the field of human misery. Mm. And I think, as we said, tormenting the poorest sections of Australian society. Now, a few years ago we did that, and actually Serena Russo was in our sights for the same sort of basically crimes against human beings. And
Daryl, do you have any thoughts about Serena Russo? Like, does she ever cross your mind?
No, I've never. I did go there a couple of times.
Wasn't she trying to call you for a while? So I'm trying to call back to old bits from this show.
She was calling you quite a lot there for a while, Daryl.
Hopefully I got rid of her. I think I blocked her number.
All right, good one.
Smart.
Another example we've got here from our media release is that APM threatened and harassed a woman who was recovering from multiple spinal injuries to sign off on a fake payslip so they could get an outcome bonus from the government.
Was this APM?
APM, yes. And then another woman, coincidentally called Jessica, not me, told The Guardian that when she found her own part-time job, APM contacted her employer without her permission for employment information. And told her to sign backdated paperwork before she started the job, saying that APM had helped her find it. Incredible. So, yeah, so this is really just the point we were making today. The happy thing is we have got some media coverage already on this, on what we did today, and really, once again, making the point that this really can't continue. We know that they're on the dole themselves. They're getting the government money to operate, and so they have no place really in our world. And it's just completely wrong that this has happened. And even the government inquiry that we've quoted from before on the show said that really it was a problem with prioritised job agencies.
Yeah, I mean,
even the thousands of dollars that you know, the government's wasting on these job providers.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. You know?
But of course, we have got our lovely advice line.
Ah, yeah. If anyone's having problems with Centrelink or their job provider, and you probably usually are, just give the Australian Unemployed Workers Union a call. The Australian Unemployed Workers Union, on 1-800-289-848, or you can email us at auwu.org.au. And it's because of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union that we can do our breadline show here as well. So yeah. thanks to them.
Yeah, and were you about to say something before, Caitlin?
Oh, I think I was just going to say that it's just a shame that there are these industries built off the exploitation of the most vulnerable people where, like, for these job service providers, their product is basically, like, us, like people. It's kind of the way landlords treat tenants, you know. It's like a similar thing. It's like, yeah. Anyway, that's...
Yeah, well, job providers, they're there to make money, whereas when it used to be the CES, you know, they were there to help people find work.
Yeah, it's the privatisation, right?
Yeah.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Yeah, so anyway, if you do, you're interested in, you know, if you have issues yourself, but also if you're interested in getting involved with some of the Melbourne activities, get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. breadline3cr@gmail.com as well if you want to give us any feedback, any comments. We'd love to know who out there is listening, and even if you've got criticisms, like me forgetting to put the mic just on just now.
Did you?
I did, I'm afraid. One of the mics.
If you're wondering why Daryl wasn't talking.
That my mic? You didn't have my mic turned on.
Sorry.
What happened to Voice for the Voiceless?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Give the union number out again.
You'd better give it out again.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the number for Australian Unemployed Workers Union. 1-800-289-848. Or email auwu.org.au.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. And, we've got a bit of a question here. We have heard on the grapevine that the mutual obligations, which, of course, we want completely abolished.
Yep, 100%.
We want them gone, destroyed. But we have heard that they're temporarily pausing those from the 19th of December to the 2nd of January. And so, of course, that will be a welcome relief to people.
But that's not official yet.
No, it hasn't been announced officially yet. So it's really a case of people keeping a bit of an eye on, or even asking their JSP or their job service provider if they're in there. Mm. Just keeping a bit of an eye on that, because I also was helping someone years ago in my area who was just really feeling the strain having to do her volunteer work. Working in, you know, folding pullovers in an op shop, which really thrilling stuff. But, you know, she really just wanted a break. She just wanted a couple of weeks off, and she wasn't being given that by the charity, actually. The charity wanted her in there folding the pullovers. So Yes, so we're hoping that that actually gets announced very soon because, yeah, everyone needs a break. We need completely them gone, but...
It's amazing the demand some of these charity groups put on you, isn't it?
Well, again, we're supposed to be doing them some kind of favour going in, getting things from the op shops, but it's really not right that they have free labour, for that. Mm. And it's not that people are freely there because they want to volunteer. It's because they're there because they're stuck there, basically.
Got to get those hours in.
And as we were saying about the holiday season also, we've had a fun day today with music because we had a UWU member playing his bayan, which is a type of accordion. And he was giving us a musical accompaniment at our award ceremony.
Yeah, he was quite good, wasn't he? I liked the music he was playing.
Yeah, so we are going to be having a bit of a musical session in 2 weeks, which is part of the holiday festivities. And so hopefully he'll bring his accordion in again. But there'll definitely be a friend of mine, Margaret, and I will be singing. So, stay tuned for that one, which will be the 16th. And, yeah, it's funny how, again, the opportunity that 3CR gives us to sort of use our creativity, like what you're doing tomorrow.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, so any other things that you've got to report, Daryl, from the advice line?
No, not really. They've been fairly quiet. Oh, except for a guy last week. He was, who else? APM. They wanted him to sign a release of confidential information.
Okay, and this is a normal thing which they do as part of taking on a job plan, is it? The release of confidential?
Well, no. Well, it's a normal thing for them to ask to try and lie on. And cheat. You know, they try and get you to sign it. Well, I've been asked several times and I just each time say no. But this guy last week, he wouldn't sign it, and I don't know what happened, but he ended up getting escorted out of the building by security, all because he wouldn't sign the release of confidential information for him.
And he rang you up to say that this had happened then?
Yes, yeah.
Well,
and, I'm going to be in contact with him again. This is one of those long-going cases that, I sometimes take. And I'll be speaking to him again during the week, and I may be advising him to put a complaint in to Australia Services.
They're the ones that when they get a complaint in about a job service provider, actually refer all the information back to the job service provider. They're the ones, aren't they?
Well, yeah, also Australia Service. But I just want to. I said it before, if you're going to make a complaint about a job provider, send it in mainly to Service Australia, but also CC a copy to the job provider that you attend to, their head office, send them a copy, and send a copy to a local MP as well. Because once they see that you're not going to take this sitting down, they often straighten their act up a bit then, and that's usually all it takes, but...
I think that's, I certainly know that I was intimidated at the times I've been in the job service providers, knowing that it was a little bit up in the air, you're reliant on them.
Especially when you don't know your rights, and they're certainly not telling you.
No.
That's for sure.
Because every time you come in there, they get a payout. Guy we've been helping down at our community garden who just needed one of those forms about volunteer work filled in, they lost it, of course. We filled it all in for him. So he helps out at the community garden. They lost it. So now we did it all again. And, of course, it's not that simple. English is not his first language. So he gets his daughter to come in, had to get his daughter on the phone just to help with that. So that's sort of the kind of stuff that happens.
And apparently English for a lot of new immigrants isn't easy to learn too. Like, you have a look at the words Pacific Ocean, right? It's got the letter C in it, oh, three times, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And each C is pronounced differently.
Yeah.
Now, you try and explain that to someone new into the country that's still learning in English. You know,
it's a baffling language. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They'd think that you were actually basically trying to mess with you. So onwards, really. Onwards to next year to hopefully taking on. Hopefully that'll be the year when the job service providers actually fold up and go home. What do you reckon?
I'm going to be wishing on a star.
And let's also hope that's the...
I think I'll see pigs flying before that.
How about also the year when there's a mass squatting movement and suddenly the landlords realise that they haven't got people over a barrel?
Yep.
Mm.
I think that would be also something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And it can happen. In fact, in Spain recently, there was a huge rally about the housing situation.
Barcelona.
There.
Oh, no.
Barcelona?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Something happened in Barcelona. I know that.
Well, short on housing there, are they?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Like all the cities, you know.
Right.
So, they had a big rally and they were just saying, well, we're not having it, you know.
Right.
And again, all the little sort of fiddling around with the edges solutions that you hear talked about, I just get pretty frustrated with it all, you know. But anyway, we can always think positive.
Yeah.
And then you'll be hearing from us next week, Monday, same time.
Oh, that's next week. Are you coming in again?
No, I was not going to come in next week.
No, just me again.
Yeah. Right. And, so... We'll just give you a quick reminder about the fact you're listening to 3CR. And it's bye from us.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.